You know, Stephanie, usually I do feel a little nervous every time I stand across from you.
Why?
Well, just, you know, up against your razor wit and
cavernous
knowledge. But today I am truly sweating bullets because you won't tell us what we're talking about. But you're about to do that.
I'm about to do that. Here we go.
From big stars, big screens, and big flops to tiny gems, micro budgets, and one-hit wonders. Cube critics Stephanie Curtis and Ewan Kerr consider them all.
Ewan?
Stephanie.
I think everyone should watch The Truman Show again.
Interesting.
Okay.
There
Why? Are these movies, you know, I was thinking about this because of It's a Wonderful Life in this time of year when, you know, it's playing, you know, it's been playing ad nauseum over the holidays. We won't, you know, we're free of it now. It'll come back. But there are a lot of people who actually never sit and watch the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of these movies that you think you've watched recently, but in actuality, if you sat down and watched it from beginning to end, it is a new experience every time. There's always something you can learn, and it's dark and comedic and moving all at once. And The Truman Show reminds me of this.
Now, you know, when The Truman Show came out...
Truman Show came out before Big Brother was a TV show. The Truman
wow.
Show came out before Survivor was a TV show. Okay, there was that MTV one where all the people were roommates together. But what is
Not
it called?
The Jersey Shore.
Not The Jersey Shore.
No,
The Real World. Thank
the
you,
world.
Eric.
Yeah.
This is why Eric is sitting next to us. The Real World was already around.
Yes.
But The Truman Show is so much beyond that. And I rewatched it, and it is incredible.
We should maybe briefly explain.
Okay. And what you get from the get-go. The Truman Show, in case you don't know, is about a guy named Truman Burbank.
Played by
Jim Carrey.
And
it was Jim Carrey's first acting role that wasn't, you know, comedic. Mm-hmm. He'd finished Liar, Liar, and he'd done The Cable Guy and that. But he'd never done it.
Earth Girls Are Easy.
Yeah. Oh, jeez, I forgot he's in that. Oh, my God. He was so young in that.
Yes.
This was his first movie playing a role that, yes, it's comedic, but it's also, he had to have some dramatic chops in it. And he is living in a TV show that the world can watch 24 hours a day. They can tune in every time. It's controlled by a man named Christoph, who is played by Ed Harris. And it's directed by Peter Weir, who had, I thought that that man had never done any comedies. He did Dead Poets Society.
Did he do Gallipoli?
Not a comedy.
Not many laughs in that
Not
one.
A comedy. Picnic at Hanging Rock, not a comedy.
Yeah.
He did do Green Card, which I would argue, not a comedy.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, ouch.
But with Gerard Depardieu.
And Andy McDowell.
Yes.
And terrible movie. That's a terrible movie.
Rom-com.
Yeah.
With plants.
Yeah,
anyway,
terrible movie.
Actually, that's the one time I really wanted to become a gardener.
Yeah.
Because she's trying to find a husband so she can actually stay in this apartment, which has this beautiful...
Terrarium in it.
Not a terrarium, it's some trap thing.
Anyway, it's incredible.
Anyway,
I'd want to stay there, but I would not marry Gerard Depardieu to stay in it. Anyway, moving on from Green Card. So he was... The screenplay of Truman Show had been knocking around for a little while. It's written by Andrew Niccol, I don't know how you say his last name, who had the year before had Gattaca, which he wrote and directed, which was a great sci-fi movie. But this one was really bleak to begin with, and then it got lightened up. And then when Peter Weir was brought on, and they knew it was going to be Jim Carrey, then they really started working at the screenplay. And it is just a great screenplay. There's not an extra ounce. And it's before the time when a lot of improv actors are involved and stuff, so there'll be like little goofy asides. There's not a wasted moment in this film. It is a neat, tidy, dark comedy that has a sunny veneer on it. It's amazingly shot in Seaside, Florida, where my sister goes for vacation.
Oh, okay.
And
does she get creeped out?
No, I don't. No. In fact, my now 12-year-old niece, 13, geez, she's turning 13 in a couple weeks, she doesn't like any place but Seaside for vacation. It's very fancy.
So anyway, you're going to ruin it for her at some point by giving her the movie? Yeah, okay.
Anyway, so we come across Truman right when because it's a movie, you've got to have some dramatic change. And there's a dramatic change. And he starts to get an inkling that something is wrong, even though this entire world has been created around him. And he's been molded all his life to just believe in the world that he's in. But he's starting to think, maybe there's something outside. Maybe why can't I get outside
we,
this
we
little
say,
town?
We should say he doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know. This is an important thing. Yeah. He doesn't know that he's the subject of a TV show.
And it, I was reading some reviews that came out at the time, and it opened to kind of pretty great acclaim. It was a summer big Hollywood blockbuster. But there were a couple people, like in New York Magazine, they sniffed and like, well, yeah, like it is an empty film, and if people really were, it should be really hitting people where, you know, where it hurts. And if people were sitting around watching something, it would be if it was at some kind of a game show where people were being hurt because we only would watch violence. Would we ever sit 24 hours a day and just watch pretty images and people being happy all the time? I'm like, Yes, we do now.
Well,
it's called Facebook. It's called Pinterest. It's called Instagram.
Well, isn't there that whole Norwegian thing about wood stacking?
What's wood stacking?
There's people. I think it's Norway. They have programs about the proper way to stack your wood pile.
Oh my gosh!
And people get very upset if you're using improper technique or breaking with tradition and how you.
Really?
Yes. And that's a little
Scandinavian aside there.
But that's even before you get to the TV shows where mm-hmm. they just have a burning fire.
Yeah. So Jim Carrey plays Truman Burbank with comedy and some of his slapstick, but also there has to be some kind of a depth that every once in a while he reveals that he doesn't want to show the rest of the world. Like we all hide something. But nobody believes that he has anything to hide because they think they see his every moment. They see him in the bathroom. They see him driving to work. They know everything about him. And yet there's still something in him that is hidden and you can't see. It is a really deep and terrifying movie. And I rewatched it with my daughter, who is 12, and she was freaked out.
What about? What was it specifically?
She thought it was terrifying, the idea that there was a TV show and he didn't know he was in the TV show and that people were watching him all the time. So we had a long discussion about it afterwards, about how would you know if you're in the TV show? I mean, people there, Elon Musk is now saying, like, maybe we're all part of a video game. We don't realize we're in a video game and that we're all just an elaborate, like, really high-tech video game. You don't even know that you're just a little creature created by some higher being who's in a giant basement somewhere. Yeah. And we're all part of that game. But she was sincerely freaked. I thought she'd be amused by it. She was freaked out by it. And so we've been trying to convince her that we're actually actors playing her parents, and she hasn't bought it yet. We're trying to lean into that. But you can have a long discussion with kids afterwards, with your spouse afterwards, about, like, if you remember when it first came out and what you thought of it then and what you think of it now in this world where, like, my husband and I were talking about it, and I said, there's still something there, the idea that maybe someday there'll be cameras everywhere and people will be watching all the time. He's like, no, what's scary is that Facebook has created this and we're turning the cameras on ourselves so everyone can watch us all the time. We are in the Truman Show. And with kids and how much you put out online and what people see about you and what they don't see about you, can have a great conversation. But it was mind-blowing to my daughter. I thought she would just think it was kind of funny, and she was terrified. And she was especially terrified of the Laura Linney character who plays Jim Carrey's wife, the actress who plays his wife. The actress who plays the actress who plays his wife. And she is really good at...
And she does know that she's...
She knows this. So she's one of the actors who's pretending that she's in love with him and pretending that they have a real partnership. And she keeps pulling out... like Moco Coco, like the greatest cocoa of all time. She's always doing product placement and then staring into the camera in this bizarre, terrifying way. Laura Linney is truly a malevolent character in this. Holland Taylor plays his mother, and Ed Harris plays Christoph, the man who's directing it from the heavens. And there are these wonderful moments where you'll find yourself where he's looking at Truman sleeping. And he walks up, and Christoph is just looking at this giant image from the control room of Truman sleeping. And you see him touching Truman's face, and this beautiful music is playing. And then Peter Weir pulls away, and you realize that the music is not non-diegetic, it's diegetic. It's actually in the scene, and it's a composer who's working for the TV show who's composing music 24 hours a day to go along with the Truman Show. And so you're ascribing all these feelings to Ed Harris as he's touching the screen. And then he walks away and you realize, well, how much of it was just because of that music that was playing? Was it Ed Harrison's performance? What does it mean? Now, it, you'll get into these your mind will start going to like a Groundhog Day repeat of like, what did that scene mean? What did that scene mean? You'll want to rewatch it over and over again. Mm-hmm. Great movie.
I am going to suggest there's actually maybe a counterpart to this.
Okay.
And it's a movie that not many people saw, which came out of where else, of course, Scotland,
mm-hmm.
called Red Road. Did you ever see Red Road?
No, I don't think I saw Red Road. Was that Andrea Arnold?
I think it was Andrea Arnold. It's this movie, which is, it's not a comedy. It is about a woman who works in a closed circuit TV monitoring room for the Glasgow police.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it's Andrea Arnold. I just looked it up on the old phone. And there are so many cameras around Glasgow that they use it to track down criminals.
Mm-hmm.
And one day she is there on a kind of a boring night and she sees something.
So kind of Rear Window-ish.
She sees someone. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to say any more other than it just puts...
I just got a chill just from
saying
that.
It just puts her... It's someone that she's not expecting to see, and it puts her life in a spin. And this is someone who... She is not the subject. She is the watcher. She is, in some ways, us.
Yeah.
And how having this little bit of knowledge just changes her entire life. For reasons that become clear later, but although they're not the
reasons. It's hard to talk movies where you don't want to give away too much, but you've intrigued me.
But it's a dark, very emotional film, and it's you're not going to come away kind of singing and dancing. But
mm-hmm.
it's more and more cities are like this too, because we're having things covered with closed circuit television, particularly in the UK.
Yeah.
It's a pretty extraordinary piece of cinema.
Anyway, I think that a lot of people feel like they've watched The Truman Show many times, but in fact, they've just heard references. You see snippets of it. You see an image from it as someone is using it as a reference to explain our world and how we live. It becomes something new every time. But sit down and watch it from beginning to end. There's not a false note in it. Just a great movie that has lasted and continues to have impact today. Good job, Peter Weir.
Once again, Stephanie, my fear has turned to joy. I'm no longer sweating, and yes, I'll go and watch it. Thank you.
You're welcome.